Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Dable out as Giants head coach. This according to Adam Schefter. I believe it's in multiple spots, but it's just coming in now. During that commercial break, we were alerted to it. I'm just trying to follow through some of the lines here. Now, remember, he was supposed to speak at 125. We mentioned this earlier. Here's Schefter. You see him there, on, like we said, with the post on social media. Brian Dable out as the head coach of the New York Giants.
Yeah, and it's the humane thing to do at this point. Others have it. Ian Rappaport. I'm looking at Jordan Schultz. I'm seeing others, obviously, now. It is obviously clearly done. 20-40-1 as the Giants head coach. And, you know, one playoff win, 3+ years, a multitude of ugly, you know, really inescapable in terms of the perception around you or the narrative around you. Fourth quarter collapses. And I think that this is absolutely the right move, because you've still not salvaging a season, because there's nothing that you can salvage here in terms of wins and losses like a playoff berth. But you've got at least to have a direction and a healthy building. And the tone would have been, every time Brian Dable was at the press, was at a microphone, it would have been about him and his job security and the quarterback and all these other things that take away from the overall growth of the other guys on the team. It gives you a jump start on the search for trying to finally end this merry-go-round of nothingness for the Giants. And from a human perspective, we all feel bad. I think Brian Dable's a good dude who tried his best. I think he's an easy guy to have a beer with, yeah. You know, but in terms of being the head coach of the Giants, it simply did not work.
I do feel bad, but this had to happen. It's not anybody's fault. We didn't get him fired. His record got him fired. Just wasn't good enough. End of story. Bottom line. Now, you spin it forward. Okay, do we know who's taking over yet? I'm trying to find this out here. Schefter, the Giants interim head coach, will be their sixth head coach since 2016. McAdoofus, Spagnuolo, Shurmur, Joe Judge, Brian Dable. So obviously going to be another guy. And then next year, I'm assuming it's going to be Kafka. I would like to have seen Bowen out with Dable as well. And then eventually I want to see Joe Shane out. And that would at least show me that the Giants are headed in the right direction. But this had to happen. It had to happen now. You can't overcome another loss like that. Dable knew it. He was on thin ice to begin with. They blow that fourth quarter lead yet again. It's the fourth time they've done that on the road with a 10-point lead. The third time that they've done it in horrific fashion, whether it be Dallas, Denver, and now Chicago. It can't happen. They had to move on here. And now it begins, BT. Now there is no more Dart Dable. That is officially over.
It is, and rightfully so. But, I mean, really, what a disgrace that Bowen still has a job.
Well, we don't know. Maybe they're going to – we got to take it if it's live, Hoff. I'm sure Hoff is working on trying to figure out what they're going to do here.
Yeah, true. Maybe they will announce – maybe you announce Dable first, and maybe Bowen obviously filters in throughout the day or trickles in at some point today. But if Shane Bowen is coaching this team against Green Bay – and Brian Dable's been shown the door, That's disgraceful. But we'll just
maybe Bowen will be the interim.
Oh, there's no way in hell that's going to be Kafka.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I mean, but listen, the other thing too is, and I can't prove this, but I feel like maybe, and I wouldn't agree with this, but I'm thinking from the Giants' perspective, like if they had a road game coming up rather than hosting Green Bay coming up this weekend, maybe they kick it down the road one more week. But you cannot have that energy, because think about if Brian Dable's coaching at 1 o'clock against the Packers this Sunday. Here come the planes. Here's 30,000 Packer fans. You know, you would think that Dart's not going to play based on the concussion. So you just, it doesn't solve anything immediately. I think it prevents it from making it worse optically. That would have been such an ugly sound and an ugly sight at MetLife. So you had to do it, and now you get a jump start, and now you've got to find basically a miracle worker because the Giants is one big steep hill, bro. This is not going to be easy.
We all knew it yesterday watching that game, but it doesn't make it any easier thinking about it. Here we are yet again 4 years later. I mean, the guy was a coach of the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Year. In his first year, coach of the year, first year, took Daniel Jones to the postseason with a limited roster, and that's putting it mildly, won a road playoff game, and just could never get it turned around after that. Could never get it back on track. Bad year two, worse year three. This was supposed to be the definitive year. And here we are again through 10 games, somehow, inexplicably, even with a young rookie quarterback that shows great promise, still 2-8. It had to be done, but it just sucks that we're here yet again.
It's brutal. Yeah, I feel terrible for Giant fans. You know, I don't know that the Giants would explore this. I would encourage them to maybe do this. Now, you'd have to find the right person. Remember, before Mike Vrabel went to coach the Pats, didn't he jump in to the Browns as advisory role?
Yeah.
I don't know who that person would be. And listen, the timing sometimes just doesn't work out where there's somebody that you truly value that you would want to bring in. But if you can... You know, and I don't know, maybe it is Belichick maybe the Giants have no interest in hiring Bill Belichick to be their coach, but they bring him in as that wise sage Yoda. Hey, look at the Jedi,
Parcells with the Dolphins.
A little bit. Yeah. Hopefully it goes better now. Yeah, but yes, right. So along the lines of that thought process, look at our roster, look at the way we function, look at our building, get a sense of what's what, help us get this thing up, you know, and running. And not only do you get a jump start on, you know, having conversations about who you want to hire, ultimately he's the coach, but you also get a little bit of a jump start on cleaning this mess up internally because there's a lot of football to go. This is not two games left.
Yeah.
It's talking 2 months of football.
I know, but the games are irrelevant with seven games.
They are, but it's not irrelevant what happens on the practice field and the meeting rooms and in the building day to day. They're going to be going to work for two more months.
Yeah, but it's going to be a whole new, I hope a whole new regime. See, that to me brings the next part of this. Okay, now that Dable had to go today, and he did, and the Giants did the right thing, no question about it. If anything, they gave him more than enough time to get this thing turned around. More than enough time. They were extremely patient. They left not... This was it. You have more new... go ahead, Hoff. What'd you just say in my ear?
Yeah, Giants OC Mike Kafka will be the interim head coach, per source.
Okay. I mean, no surprise there. Now, is anybody speaking at 125 still?
Have not been told yet.
Okay, we got to figure that out, and then hopefully it happens during our show. We could take it, or if not, whatever. Evan and Tiki get the sound of it, but obviously breaking news, Brian Dable out. Kafka going to take over here. So then it begs the question, okay, what are you going to do with the defense? Maybe that's less important. For me, this means nothing unless it means Joe Shane is showing the door as well.
He'll be next. He'll be next. I believe that. I believe he'll be next. But until they do it, I mean, I don't really know.
I'm not saying I need to do it now. I said last week, why delay the inevitable? Let's just rip the Band-Aid off and move on now. Do I need that to happen? It's kind of irrelevant. He's done all he could do. They didn't let him make any moves at the deadline. So there's nothing he's going to do that's going to impact the team any way, shape, or form now or the future. I guess the longer it goes with him still employed, the more concern I have that they aren't going to clean house totally.
Yeah, I do hear you. Trust me, I do. But to me, it's more clerical. That's the way I describe it. Like, at this point, I'm not saying there's no roster moves they're going to have. You'll pick this guy up on waivers or promote that guy from the practice squad. But there's really nothing substantial that's going to happen from now until the end of the season because the trade deadline is over. Now, if you want to see this, what's going to be interesting, the Jets made the mistake years ago where they let Maccagnon draft, and then they fired him right after the draft here.
Yeah.
You know, so
how dumb can you be?
That's about as idiotic as it gets here. So, and I don't think that the Giants would take the same page from that idiocy. But what they've got to have consistency here because they are very deep into their scouting. Like, I know the Jets have already watched Mendoza play quarterback in person four games, and the Giants might not be scouting a quarterback, but they're certainly scouting a lot of players. So you still want some continuity in terms of the preparation for the draft and the offseason. Again, Dable had to go during the season, in my opinion. Less concerned about Shane when he goes, as long as he does, which I think he will at the end of the... Now, if he doesn't, that's a different discussion, and I'll get on the Giants, but I don't need him gone today. I think you had to start with Dable.
I also wonder how much of this decision was based off the fact that Dart got hurt. Again, for me, it would not have been the case, because I know there's a lot of thought, well, he got Dart hurt, blah, blah. To me, it's separate. It's everything else. It's his 4 years in its entirety, specifically the last three, and just the inability to show that he knows how to win games.
Yeah.
You have leads. That's a good thing. Getting leads are good. It's a good thing. And the Giants haven't had enough of them. Then you got to hold on to the leads. You've got to be able to preserve at least some of them. And he just couldn't do it time and time again. And maybe his fate was sealed prior with the Denver game, but maybe it was sealed on that decision to kick a field goal and go up two scores as opposed to being aggressive. And it just shows you, when you're insecure or not firm in your standing, maybe you're going to make some decisions that you normally wouldn't make, trying to hang on and see. And obviously it was the wrong decision, kicking the field goal, taking the points, still blowing the game. It just too much here. So the Giants did the right thing moving on from
there. They did. So we just got the Kafka stuff from Hoff there. I still need an answer on Shane Bowen, because the more I think about this, this is patently offensive that this man has a job and Dable doesn't. Shane Bowen's still employed.
Yeah.
Let that resonate for a second. This guy still has a job. Bowen, the coordinator.
Well, for now, I mean, again, we still don't know.
What the hell are they waiting for? I mean, if you fire Dave, that's why I say stuff is trickling in, you know, and we might get it in 10 minutes, whatever. But Bowen's got to be gone by today. He can't be back out there. How unfair is that?
I agree. Let me just ask you, and this may be semantics here. We knew clearly Kafka could transition and take over. He's a guy that's interviewed many times before for a head coaching job. Not that he could do the job, but at least he's been coaching
easier
long
transition.
Enough. He's been doing it long enough as an OC where it's going to be an easier transition. Is it just as simple as, well, if they move on from Bowen, we have nobody that'll really even come up with a game plan the rest of the way?
If that's the case, then their staff is even worse than I thought. Because, think about this.
Well, the guy who's running the show just got fired, and the guy who's running the defense should have been fired 10 weeks ago.
I just think the optics are awful. I just think, patently offensive. Like, if I'm Dable, I'm like, what? You're keeping him? That doesn't really matter. Dable's gone. But if there's nobody in the building that could at least piece together a game plan that makes some sort of sense, then their staff is worse than I thought. Somebody's got to be capable of doing it. That's not the reason you keep Bowen around. And if so, then the Giants are in worse shape than we think.
Does Wink Martindale have a social media? Because you know somewhere he's...
Think he's going to pop in, take a little celebratory lap?
Oh, yeah.
I hope he doesn't.
Probably take some... Yeah, come on. That's what he is, though.
I know, he's done some of that, yes. But I would like to think that... You know, now that Dable's actually gone, I would hope that sensitivity would win out. Like, he's gotten his shots in a little bit because he was gone and Dable wasn't. Hopefully he takes the high road. But yeah, I mean, you're right. Wink likes taking those shots. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I think it's low class and low brow, but he's done that before.
I'm just saying it. I'd be curious to see what he, I feel like there's going to be some kind of comment coming. And it made me think of it because if he were here, you could argue he would have taken over as head coach, and maybe that's an opportunity that he won. Anyway, he's not here. Neither is Brian Dable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.